You are Locked On Packers.
I feel like we can run the table.
Your daily Green Bay Packers podcast.
Rodgers gets out.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Floats it.
Your team.
Cobb.
Every day.
Touchdown.
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. You can follow the podcast on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts. Wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet. And the show for fans who know what happened, they want to know why and how. We are live on YouTube. That's right, live on YouTube. If you are not here, why are you not here? I'm just wondering. Okay, maybe you're listening to us on any number of podcast platforms. That is also wonderful. And so here we are as we get ready for Packers Washington football team. It feels very weird in any given week to not name the mascot of a team, but they don't have a team. Their mascot is Washington. Cool, I guess. Let's start with the injury part of the conversation here. The injury offensive line are a big, big problem. They are going to be without rookie Sam Cosmi and Brandon Scherff, their Pro Bowl right guard. And that is a big, big, big deal for a Packers team that has Kenny Clark, that has Rashawn Gary, who we talked about earlier this week, who is playing really quality football. Preston Smith in a revenge game. We'll see if he's able to play dealing with that oblique injury. If the Packers are able to win at the line of scrimmage, Washington is not going to score. That's just what it is. Because Taylor Heinicke has not shown the proficiency necessary to be a quality NFL quarterback on a week-to-week basis, on a play-to-play basis. He can make some high upside plays. He can make some chaos plays. But sit in the pocket, read it out, that's not his strength. Sit in the pocket, escape pressure, and make quality throws down the field, that's not his strength. You're going to put Kenny Clark on a backup guard? Good luck. I mean, heavy Liam Neeson voice. Good luck. Like, I mean, I guess Liam Neeson is not saying it in that movie. You get the point. Heavy Taken voice, Taken villain, whatever. Not important. The offensive line issue is real. And if you're the Packers, that is a way that you can win. Winning the pass rush battle is important every week. We talked all week about it for Packers Bears. But this is another week where Green Bay, they can and should win this matchup because this offensive line is just not very good. Not with these backups in especially. And then you have Antonio Gibson, who's dealing with a shin injury. He's questionable. You should always expect the questionable players to play. That said, Curtis Samuel also out in this game. So it is Terry McLaurin and then not a lot else. Logan Thomas still dealing with that injury. He's the reason, by the way, Jay Sternberger is in Washington because Logan Thomas is hurt. This offense is just not that talented. And if you're going to give them the opportunity to then also have a defense rush the passer, now you're really in some trouble. On the other side of the ball, the Packers said they have a plan with David Bakhtiari. What does that mean? We don't know what that means. But I think given that he really only did individual work all week, we should not expect him to be playing on Sunday. Expect Elgton Jenkins to be the left tackle and for everything else to stay the same. This is still a very good front. Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Montez Sweat, Chase Young. That four is as good as any four in football. And this Packers team, they're going to have their protections down. They're going to have all of their slide protection calls. That stuff has to be on point this week because one guy can single-handedly wreck a drive, a play. And I mean, let's be honest about what football is. It is a war of attrition. And you're one play away from no longer being a Super Bowl contender if Daron Payne falls on Aaron Rodgers the wrong way. So every week, it is even more amplified that you make sure you're protecting Aaron Rodgers. And this is the kind of front that can give you problems. Now, Darnell Savage, he is working through concussion protocol. It seems like, you know, he's got a chance to play on Sunday. That's great. Kevin King, similar situation with that shoulder. He practiced this week. He has a chance to play. I honestly don't know how important that is. Henry Black is fine for a backup safety. And Rasul Douglas, he played really well last week. And Washington just doesn't have this, you know, explosive cadre of receivers that make you worry about what's happening there. They just don't. And so, you know, we're waiting on updates for Jair Alexander. But to have Stokes out there, Amos, Devondre Campbell playing at the level that he's playing at. And then again, this front against their front, you feel really good about what this matchup brings. You feel really good about your edge rushers against their tackles. You feel really good about your interior defenders against their guards. And that, you know, is great. All of this on paper looks really good for Green Bay. That's why they are, you know, BetOnline has them 8.5, I think 9, or, you know, it's BetOnline has them as lower point favorites than I've seen other places, which is interesting. I'm not sure, frankly, why that is. The last time I looked, it was actually 7 or 7.5 even. I don't quite get that in this case. And maybe that's just money moving the line. I can't say for sure. I still, to be honest, don't get it. But the reason that this is the line is what it is because Green Bay is the better team. What they're going to have to figure out is how to stay focused. You know, I said we have these things that we do with all of our teams now, and it is these you know, questions of the week and keys and all that stuff. What the Packers need to do in this game is stave off boredom. That's really all they need to do. Don't get bored being a good football team. That's it. That's all you need to do. And I know that seems simple enough, but you know, we see trap games, you know, this teams get caught doing this all the time. The BetOnline line has gone to Packers -9 now. I'm telling you, it was 7 like 24 hours ago. So if you got it at 7, congratulations. It's now 9. I think part of that is probably the injury report that has come out now. Green Bay should win. That doesn't mean they will win. This is the NFL. This is pro sports. So they have to stave off the boredom. They have to find a way to say, look, we can't get bored being a good football team. We still have to get better. And yes, in 4 or 5 days from Sunday, 4 days from Sunday, 6 days from now, they play the Cardinals in a huge game for both teams with implications in the NFC playoff race. Yes, a game before Halloween can have NFC playoff race implications. You can't overlook Washington. And we have proof, right? We have proof because they overlooked the Saints. And Aaron Rodgers said as much after the game. Maybe he was just covering asses. I don't know. But they should know now. You can't just overlook a team. You can't just say, well, we should just roll the ball out there and win. It's not like that. It doesn't work that way. And you have to try and stay focused. That's why it's the title of this episode, or if you're watching it on YouTube. And so they have to find a way to do that. If they can, they're going to win. And I think they're going to win. I think they're going to put up 30 in this game. They have to figure out how to stay focused, how to stay engaged, and just play solid football to win this game. We are back at better than ever, a new web interface for college basketball and more props and odds lines than ever at betonline.ag. They remain the number one spot for all basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to get that bonus from basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, UFC, right down to your favorite Las Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Just use that promo code LOCKEDON to get that welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so a couple questions in the chat already. Let me just get a little bit of this medicine. And both are trade related. Should we make a trade? And if so, who? Do you think the Packers make a trade for a receiver before the deadline? If Marquez Valdes-Scantling is not going to be around for a while, or if they have concerns about his health moving forward, then I do think it behooves them to at least see what's out there. Brandon Cooks has been a name that's been brought up. Will Fuller could be available in Miami. He's hurt. Cooks, you know, they traded for Randall Cobb earlier this offseason. They just got Whitney Mercilus. Pick off another player from Houston. Cooks fits the kind of skill set that they could use if MVS is going to be hurt for an extended period of time. And so that one makes a lot of sense. At Green Bay, if I recall correctly, had some interest in Cooks when he was on the move from LA. Matt LaFleur connection there. So that's one that makes sense. You know, I don't think they need to press when it comes to the receiver spot. The offense is not failing because of the receivers. Just not. And Pro Football Focus has this metric that they came up with, and it is yards lost to receivers because of the quarterback, basically. And that's not exactly what it's called, but it's something like that. And Davante Adams and Marquez Valdes-Scantling are both in the top five because Aaron Rodgers has not been able to hit those guys down the field. It is not a receiver problem. Right now, it is two parts, a protection problem and an Aaron Rodgers problem. Even when he's had good protection, he's missed some throws. And then when they've had some guys open, the protection is broken down a little bit and Rodgers has had to rush it, had to sidearm it, some of that stuff. Now, it's a little bit of both. You have to be able to, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're the face of the franchise and you're the three-time MVP, you have to be able to make some of these throws that he's missing. But at the same time, having someone who runs 4-3, who can just fly down the field, it's really useful. And you feel like the margin for error is a little bit bigger. And so you feel like you don't have to be as perfect. And that's an important thing for a quarterback. And, you know, aim small, miss small is a thing that they say in golf and baseball and football for throwing. But it's also nice to be able to just lay one out there and understand, okay, he's going to go get it. That's not something that every receiver is going to bring you. And the Packers, outside of Devontae, you know, they did have Lazard. They had big Bob Tonyan down the middle of the field on a seam throw that Rodgers underthrew that would have sealed the game a couple weeks ago. They're getting guys open down the field, but also teams are putting a lid on it. Cover two deep safeties, nothing down the field. Do I think that encourages them to say, well, you know, what about a middle of the field kind of player? Could there have been interest in Zach Ertz? I don't know. They had interest in Zach Ertz not that long ago, you know, about a year ago. So I will not rule it out by any means in terms of their ability to make a trade. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think Whitney Mercilus is sort of that piece. And that's not to say that they won't make a move, but I think that was the move. Now that they didn't get Stephon Gilmore, you know, unless Cooks becomes just like, I want out of here and you can get him for a six. I don't know if that's a move that I see them making, but he is certainly a guy that I think could make an impact. All right. Jose says, if Aaron Jones is playing with all the heart in the world and AJ Dillon is the quad father, then can we acknowledge the running back duo as the heart and swole of the team? Jose, my guy, ring the bell. I love it. Heart and swole. That is terrific. You love to see it. True Grit says they're playing at home, no contest, unless Green Bay doesn't show up. Well, that's the thing, right? They need to show up. And unfortunately, we've seen them this season and in the Matt LaFleur era just no-show these games. Now, it's never been to an opponent as inferior to Green Bay as Washington is, and I think that's an important thing to mention. They've never had a game like this against a bad, like a truly bad team. And just been terrible. Now, the Lions in 2019, they didn't play great in either of those games. I mean, that's probably the closest thing, especially the Week 17 game when it's David Blau. Like, it's pretty bad. But since then, they've never really had an issue like that. I'm not that concerned about them just no-showing. But could they get off to a slow start? Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably pretty likely, honestly. Because it's hard to get up for these games. It really is. Nick wants to know, how big has Devondre been for this team? They've been impressive considering injuries. I totally agree. He's been extremely impressive. And this is the best a linebacker, an off-ball linebacker, has played in Green Bay since Desmond Bishop in 2010, maybe. I mean, it's been a long time. That's a decade ago plus. So that's pretty remarkable if that's the answer. He has been a godsend to them. And been everything that they needed him to be in this defense, in this circumstance. And he deserves so much credit. He deserves so much credit for becoming this guy and having a little bit more freedom. And Matt LaFleur was so funny. He said, I don't want to say he's got a little bit more freedom, but he's got a little bit more freedom. But he does. And it is all earned. And he is playing with abandon. And when you know where to be, you can play with that abandon. When you're consistently in the right place because you're just going, you're acting on instinct and you're saying, okay, I know, you know, on this run, they want to get to the B gap and there's going to be a pulling guard and I'm going to duck that guard and I'm going to make the play in the backfield. You can go and do it 100 miles an hour if you know that that's what's coming. So you have that confidence to make those kinds of plays. It is huge. Another question here. When do you reasonably expect to see Bach back on the field returning to practice this week? If everyone is healthy, how do you see the offensive line restructured? My guess would be we see David Bakhtiari for the first time in Kansas City. That is my guess. Now, that is just a guess. Okay. So he practiced some this week. I think he'll do team next week. There's not going to be a lot of practice next week. That's the thing. There's just not going to be a lot of practice. So you come out, you're going to have Sunday game, Monday off, Tuesday walkthrough, you know, Tuesday practice, Wednesday walkthrough, and then it's the game. So that's not a lot of time for David Bakhtiari to get reps. Now, do they need the reps? I don't know. My guess would be, though, that 10 days then to get set, he gets some practice reps in, 10 days rest. They probably come back and practice on Sunday or something like that. And then come back and he gets the full week to prepare for Kansas City. I think that makes the most sense. And then I think it's going to be Bakhtiari, Elgton Jenkins, Lucas Patrick, eventually Josh Myers, but Lucas Patrick for now, Royce Newman, Billy Turner. Noah says, is Tonyan due for a breakout or do you have more faith in Mercedes Lewis now? Man, I don't see the breakout for Tonyan coming because we don't have any reason to believe it is. I mean, what evidence has he offered that suggests it's coming? I mean, yes, last year, that's it. I mean, you have to base your, if you think Tonyan is going to have a breakout, then you have to base that on how he looked last year, not how he has looked at any point this year, because the blocking has not been good. He's not consistently getting open. He's not winning his routes consistently. I don't know what the deal is. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the deal is. I do wonder if they'd like a do-over on the Jay Sternberger deal. You know, like 3 days later, Dominique Daphne had to go on IR and they had these, you know, Josiah DeGuara is not all the way back yet. And so it's like, well, you probably would have liked to have Jace on the team. Well, he wasn't. And now you have to figure this out. I don't know that he's not going to get back to playing the way that he was last year in terms of touchdowns. But if he could get back to just winning some more of those individual routes, to working open when Rodgers hits those second reaction plays, I think that would go a long way to really helping this team. Jose wants to know, I know we want to take the season 1 week at a time, but how huge would it be to get a win in Arizona next Thursday? Well, none of it matters if they don't win Sunday. Getting the Arizona win would be gravy, but you got to get this win first. Now, the head-to-head could matter if you think Arizona is going to win the division and there's not three-way ties. I think the more games that there are, I think the more likely, honestly, that we will see more ties and the tiebreakers are going to come into play. But this is a game that I think you expect to probably lose in Arizona. So that makes frankly, that makes this even more important on Sunday to get this win, because you probably don't feel like you're going to win next Thursday. Ben says, fun question. I will be the judge of that, Ben. Fourth and goal at the 5. Any weapon in Rodgers' tenure at your disposal, who do you go to? Probably 2009 JerMichael Finley. That guy in the red zone, absolutely unguardable. I mean, unguardable. They'd throw back shoulders. He'd box guys out. He'd Randy Moss them. I mean, that guy, man, that guy was unbelievable. Second, probably like 2011, Jordy Nelson. I mean, they had chemistry, maybe 2014, Jordy Nelson. They just had chemistry that was just unstoppable in the red zone. You felt like they could run that little school route. You fake the fade and you come back to the pylon, or you run the fade, or, you know, they had an unlimited arsenal, it seemed. I think the answer is J-Fin. I really do. Not Jeff Janis. AO wants to know, how do you feel about the defensive line for the Packers? Do you think there's someone out there we can sign like Geno Atkins, or do you think it's good enough now? I do think it's good enough now. Now, they're still having issues against the run. Part of that is because they're playing a lot of light boxes and they don't really care. And the numbers bear that out, right? If you look at their passing numbers, EPA per play, DVOA, whatever, they're much closer passing and total, just because, you know, I know people don't believe me. It matters more. So I don't think there's anyone out there that you're going to like, okay, this guy's going to come in and change the lives of the Packers. It's just probably not going to happen. But, you'd like to see Kingsley Keke step up a little bit more. Dean Lowry is playing better than I think a lot of people expected him to be, including myself. So, you know, Kenny Clark is playing like an all pro. I mean, like a legit all pro. He's been dominant. And that is 100% to his credit, obviously, but he can hold down the offensive line or the defensive line. He can be the guy. And then, you know, everyone is the sun, or he's the sun, and everyone, the planets around him, everyone orbits around Kenny Clark. That's fine. That works. I think that gives you a good chance to win. Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary, you bring in Whitney Merciless. If Kenny Clark is eating two, that means one-on-one matchups for at least one of those guys. And that gives you a really good chance to get pressure on the quarterback. Nick wants to know, do they have a chance to re-sign Campbell next season, or too expensive? They have a chance. Whether they want to do it is going to be the big question. I mean, yes, of course they have a chance. Do they want to? We just don't know. We just don't know that answer. And, you know, unless and until we do, you know, their cap situation is a mess. It's a mess. And this is all Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is all trying to figure out what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers, because that is where you try and find your money. They got to get a new deal for Jair. They got to get a new deal for Davante Adams. But this is all based on what you can do with Aaron Rodgers. And if they can get a deal done with Aaron Rodgers, yeah, then they can do something with Devondre Campbell. If they have to trade Aaron Rodgers, maybe, again, they can do something with Devondre Campbell. But it all depends on what they're going to do in that situation, first and foremost. Today's episode is brought to you by the freedom of choice with Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's the protein bar that I have been telling you about for months. It is the best tasting protein bar ever created by man. Terrific flavors. They have the decadent dessert kind of flavors, salted caramel, double chocolate, cookies and cream, German chocolate. And then there's the fruit and chocolate flavors, the cherry barcia, the raspberry, the orange, the strawberry, and all the bars high in fiber, high in protein, low in sugar, low in net carbs. And they've got limited time flavors that are tremendous. Right now, chocolate chip cookie dough chunk. I mean, you guys, if you haven't tried them, what are you waiting for? And the reason I'm asking is because I can save you some money on them. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. And I want to thank everyone who has made Locked On Packers their first listen of the day. We love waking up with you every single morning. Joe says, we got to get Kenny Clark a touchdown like Dontari Poe. Totally agree. All right, fun question number two from Ben. If you personally had to play every snap at a single position on the team this weekend, what position would you least hurt the team? Probably backup quarterback, because Rodgers is going to play. Yeah, that seems right. I could be a holder on, well, Borquez is the holder, so I don't even need to do that. Perfect. I'll hold the clipboard. I'll be quarterback three inactive. I don't think that's the question, but I think that's the answer. That's the good answer. Is there a receiver on the roster that you think should be starting over EQ? My pick is either Winfrey or Taylor. I think they should have more playing time. Well, those guys are hurt. That's part of the problem. And EQ is not technically a starter. They have to get past Randall Cobb for that. So it's Adams, MVS, Lazard, Cobb, and then a group of players. So that's not something that I think anyone should be worried about. All right, let's put a bow on this. I think this is 30 to 20 kind of game, 30 to 17 kind of game. This is the Packers score. I think they get their deep passing game figured out. The safeties for Washington are a problem. I think this offense starts to look more like what we've seen. I know that Washington is their 12th against the run, 28th against the pass. But I still think they're going to try and run the ball. I think they're going to be able to run the ball. And I think Green Bay's defense is going to force some turnovers. Taylor Heineke is going to throw at least one to someone in a green jersey. And you could see a sack fumble, a Kenny Clark sack fumble, something like that. So 31-17, something like that. 30 to 20, something like that. Green Bay's going to win. I think they're going to cover. And I think they're going to go into this Arizona game feeling really good about where they are. Follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Hit us up on The Leap. We have a great piece today with Jay Sternberger talking about his journey over the last few weeks, getting cut by the Packers and then, you know, landing in Seattle, then going to Washington. Some really great insight on what it's like to be an NFL player in that situation. And anytime you want to hit us up on the Locked On Packers fan hotline, you can do that 920-341-3775 to stay Locked On Packers.